Well, Jeff, it's been generally the story of the summer, but you've been quite lucky with the weather until the final weekend of matches in the 2020 just conspired against you in the end.
Yeah, we said with six games to go, we've got to win four of those six. And we got to the Leicester game, the penultimate game of the season, and we had to win the final two games. Unfortunately, the game at Leicester was washed out, which took us into the last game against Lancashire, needing things to go our way in other parts of the country. And again, the weather has conspired a little bit, although we didn't win the game. This particular game that we've just tied, then there was still a little bit of a feeling of anticlimax. And I think if it had been absolutely vital, then we'd have probably got over the line in this.
I got the feeling of anticlimax before the game even began. The atmosphere just seemed flat in the crowd today. I don't know if everybody already realised the weather was that bad in Southampton, that Essex were never going to play and they were going to get a point. And Durham, when they came out to bat, had to get the victory under their belt within 15 overs in order to go through. And it seems that permeated through to everybody.
Well, there was a lot of uncertainty in terms of how quickly we had to get the runs. The game at Hampshire hadn't been called off at that stage. So if Essex had played and lost, then we could have, as long as we won the game, then we'd have gone through irrespective of the scoring rate. Unfortunately, the game wasn't called off until well into our innings when the die had been cast, really. Mm.
Sadly, on any other occasion, a tie would be a wonderful talking point,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did lots of really good things in the game. The bowling of the spinners was excellent. Onions at the top of the order. And then we set up a victory with the bat, but credit to Lancashire, they kept the pressure on, kept getting wickets at the right time on a wicket where it wasn't easy for new batsmen to go in and score freely. So you get to the last over needing 8 or 9, you still fancy your chances of winning, but a couple of wickets in the last over, then that's the deciding factor, really.
I understand you've got the opportunity to keep Johan Myberg here for the rest of the season, is that right?
Yeah, I think he's going to stay with us until September. He's still very keen to try and get some sort of career in the game. And having seen him in 2020 cricket, we now have an opportunity to see a bit more evidence of him playing the longer form of the game.
Which returns on Tuesday with a trip to Worcestershire after this intrusion of the 2020, yeah, which always comes along. You've got to do things in the opposite way this year. Normally, going into the 2020, you're in good form in the county championship. This time, you need to find your form in the county championship.
Yeah, I think there's a realisation that we have to play some pretty sound cricket. We keep talking about making opportunities to win games, and in the last couple of four-day games that we had opportunities to win, which we didn't quite nail against Lancashire, and then the last day of the Warwickshire game was washed out when I thought there was a good chance of us getting a victory there. So the chances to win games were created there. We've got to start again, hopefully create those chances and have the resolve to take advantage of those.
I mean, obviously you haven't won in 8 attempts in the county championship this season, which is one of the reasons why you've decided to change the captaincy. Some would say, why did it take so long? Others would say, why have you done it? I mean, what was behind the whole decision-making process there?
I think Philip had done a man-sized job for the last couple of years. Captaining a cricket team is hard work, and last year we had a year that was really exciting in all competitions, and we're very close to winning the championship. This year we found ourselves playing a different type of cricket where our strengths have been negated by the weather. You look at the potential strengths of the team, we've got probably two of the best spinners in the country and we've hardly been able to use them. And so the confidence of the team, the style of cricket that we were having to play, we were tested, we were put under pressure in various bowler friendly conditions. The team hasn't scored enough runs to be able to compete in that, and so generally we just felt that a new impetus, a new style of leadership had to be put into place to try and take us forward.
I mean, I'm in a position when I ask you these questions, but you know what it's like in a club like this. There's all kinds of rumours going all the time about things not being right behind the scenes and all the rest of it. I mean, what is the general mood in the camp at the minute? Is it a happy dressing room? Or
I think so, yeah. Look, it's when you're playing cricket and your performance is a little bit inconsistent and people are looking over the shoulder at other people who are putting pressure on them, then it's a tough world, and it's up to us all to show some character now and make sure we get really well established in the four-day stuff and starting games some momentum in that.